8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We honor Him as our source. We honor Him as owner of all things. We honor Him as sovereign. Were it not for God, we would not have to give. So the tithe is His property, not ours. And it is not optional. This is where it begins. Just like where salvation begins is when you repent. See, He drew you through His loving kindness. But ultimately, when push came to shove, it was up to you to make the choice. God couldn't make the choice for you. And when we talk about predestination, we're talking about, and I don't want to get too deep into this subject, because we're talking about God having foreknowledge. About predestination, we're talking about, and I don't want to get too deep into this, would make a choice for Him. Not someone He manipulated or coerced into making, no, through the free will. And that, so it is with tithing and with anything else that we do or are before God, free will is involved. 10% of your salary, 10% of the profit from your business. You see, we can be so driven by the world and the things of the world that we just bowl over stuff. Income comes in, but we are so tied up with a bunch of stuff, we don't think anything about honoring God with how He has increased us. And so we don't do it. We just hold off. We don't do it. We neglect to do it. But even the profit in your business. See, when we talk worship, we talk about crossing every T, dotting every I. When you get into the presence of God and you begin to truly worship, yield yourself to Him, you listen for the faintest of sounds and the least of movements. You're listening for that cool, that quiet breeze. You're not letting anything pass you by. But when we worship the Lord in our giving, you can't be so caught up in the race of rats that you neglect God. And see, that's what distinguishes us. How can God bring you into millions when you got hundreds and the hundreds are too much? $100. So it's what we must establish now and establish on a day-to-day basis so that when you start to roll in the dough, you're not just letting it get away from you. You are acknowledging God. He's the one that got you there. He's the one that can keep you there. That's His financial plan for you to be able to finance kingdom and to be blessed and prosperous yourself. Our investments, and I challenge people that have investment. There are stories. I don't have time to get into a bunch of different stories and that, but people that have tithed off of investment had so much to leave for their legacy. You know, the Jewish nation, they were given these oracles, these laws. And that's why, if I can say it this way, the Jewish people are so blessed wherever they are. Wherever they are. Hello? Even unsaved people can operate by certain laws, and because they are laws, their finances will be blessed. They will be honoring or honored in their finances. How much more so the church? We are God's children. Think about a moment. Abraham had 318 hired servants in his house. He had Ishmael. He had the sons of Keturah. He had 5 sons from Keturah, his second wife. And then he had Isaac. All of those that were of the concubines that were in his house, he gave gifts, sent them away. But the son received inheritance. Everything that was Abraham's went to Isaac. That's the distinction between us following the laws or the principles of tithing and someone out in the world just doing it. They get blessed. We receive inheritance. It's a world of difference. Amen? The tithe is just as holy unto the Lord as your water baptism and communion service. The tithe. Say amen real loud. I ain't gonna let y'all get heavy. Say amen real loud again. Tithe is just as holy as baptism. You know the song, How Did You Feel When You Came Out of the Wilderness? You know, they talk about, how did you feel when you came up out of baptism? See, baptism, even that, if not kept in the right perspective, you can go down, you've heard this said before, you can go down a dry devil and come up a wet devil. You're still a devil. Baptism doesn't change, but see, it's holy unto the Lord. It's due to a heart that has repented. Now when you go down, you have identified with the death and the burial and the resurrection of Christ. Now dimensions open because you have fulfilled a commandment from your heart. Satan has tried to convince us that money is evil and it is not at all spiritual. Say this with me. My money is a spiritual matter. When we use money according to biblical principles and from a pure heart, our finances become a sacred matter. They become a sacred matter. You know, when we operate them according to God's principles, God says, I rebuke the devourer. The devil can't come in and start to steal and kill and destroy and take from you wrongfully. And amen. Now, I'm going to make a statement. In the first service, I saw some facial features change. But when I explained it, they changed back. Money is your life. Say it with me. Money is my life.
Money is my life.
Money isn't dirty or unworthy. It is a part of you. Now, what does it represent? When we offer it, we are offering a major part of ourselves to God. You spend more time earning money. I mean, your time is given. Working a job, earning money. So you put yourself into the time to earn that. So 40 hours a week, 50 hours a week, 60 hours a week, or whatever, how many ever hours a week you have put yourself into earning that money. So that money is a part of you. It represents you. Amen? It's a spiritual matter. Money isn't dirty. It's a part of you. As you offer it, you are offering a major part or a minimal part of you unto God. And God is our source. You can tell a person, you know, a real good way to tell a person or tell a person's priority, look at their checkbook, if they carry a checkbook, or you know what I'm talking about, find out their financial statements. What are they giving into? Where does most of their money go? Say amen real loud.
Amen.
I'm going to stay excited whether y'all do or not. Psalm 96, verse 8 and 9. Get that for me real quick on the screen. Psalm 96, verse 8 and verse 9. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. That word fear is the word reverence. Reverence him, oh, all the earth. Reverence the Lord. Fear the Lord. Bring what is due to the Lord. As we delve deeper into this subject matter, into these principles of tithing and offering, some are going to find out that they have dug a hole for themselves. I said this earlier. It may take you some time to get out of that hole, but you don't wait till a convenient time. You know when my ship comes in. Because see, that ship sank. The Titanic is gone. You got to start right where you are. You got to start in your heart. Ask God to give you a focus. Make up your mind and not compromise it. Come up to God's standard. Give to the Lord that which is due him. That's where it starts. That's where it starts. I'm preaching a whole lot better than the response, but that's okay. I'm okay in my skin. Bring an offering. Bringing an offering is an essential part to our accessing God and to offer Him true worship. All that money under your mattress, in the safe at home, in your bank account, and you come to worship God with nothing. Everything I'm telling you is coming right from the Word of God. I hope I'm blowing your philosophy out of the water. I hope I'm killing some sacred cows where people justify themselves in wrongdoing. Don't give God what's left. Give God what's right. And when your heart toward God is right, it's not an obligation. It's not a bondage. It's a liberty. It's a freedom. It's a desire. You want to scrape the top, the cream off the top, and not give God the dregs. I'm telling you, listen, some of us are walking around in the spirit. This is how you look. But the moment you decide to stop giving God leftovers, not only in your money, but in your praise. Because see, some of our praise is broke down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our whole life broke down. But the moment you start giving God what is due Him, all of a sudden something in your spirit stands up. The Holy Ghost starts to bear witness. Here's where your victory is. Here's where your breakthrough is. Here's where your increase is. Stop going after God like you defeated. Like God can't win a battle for you. Like you don't have any hope in this world. You're no different than the world. They are the ones without hope. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and righteousness. Say amen real loud. Giving is a blessing. It's not a burden. Paul wrote in the book of Acts, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Naturally thinking, the natural mind doesn't think like that. Around Christmas time, folk will be wondering, what you got me? They bought me this old, this didn't cost about $100. I'm worth more than that. People worry about what they get. What you give for Christmas? Well, what'd you give? That's why Christmas is so commercialized, and that's messed up. It's all about Christ. When the wise men came to see Him, they brought frankincense and myrrh and gold and all kind of precious things to lay at His feet. They came to worship Him, born King of the Jews. Do you know that money was for a reason? It wasn't just they laid it down and they didn't know what to do with it. When the angel came to Joseph in the night and said, take the child and his mother and flee into Egypt. Don't you know what they brought? Financed their whole trip.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.